Jasmine Kennick. She is political media consultant. And she will talk to us.
Smart lady.
Yes, she's a smart lady. She's a good, thoughtful conversation. And she's going to lead us through the conversation about Will Moore at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
What are you, a football coach? Will Moore. Larry Wilmore.
Larry Wilmore. Let's see. Jasmine's Twitter handle is...
At Jasmine with a Y, right?
That's right. Jasmyne. Her website is Jasmine Kennick, KCANNICK. Again, that's JasmyneCANNICK. And I think the Twitter handle is just at Jasmine, right, Jasmine?
Yes, it's just at Jasmine. And whoever said, I think that was Mike, you said Jasmine with a Y, you got it right.
Thank you very much.
Why? That's what I'm talking about. So take us through this. So Mike said, I'll just sort of frame it for you by our two positions. Mike has taken the position that he was perfectly comfortable with Larry Wilmore saying my N-bomb, because not just because it was a comfortable greeting, but it was also funny because the only audience member that mattered, the President of the United States, laughed at it. I'm of the position, and again, I'm only going by what I've been educated by my peers, who I've gotten into this conversation a lot, and Jasmine, you may feel differently, but that really, really, when you get right down to it, just should not be using the N-word. It is a word filled with hate, filled with horrible history, and let's just shelf it. What do you say?
Look, I think we have to figure out what it is as a society, especially black people, we want. We cannot get mad when white people call the president the N-word and scream and holler and take to social media and all of that stuff, and then pat someone who's one of us on the back for using the word. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was completely inappropriate. I don't really care if the president thought it was okay and liked it, because you know what? That word isn't exclusive to him.
Yeah.
That word represents an entire people. And as someone who is 38 years old, who is so tired of hearing black people use that word as some form of greeting, some lovely greeting amongst each other. Oh, it's a different word because we took off the ER, we put A, GGA. No, it's still the same word. It was inappropriate for Larry Wilmore to use that word, and he should be condemned for it, and folks should talk about him.
So, yeah, you're basically saying what I've understood to be the case, and I didn't know that, frankly, because as just a white guy just listening to the ambient culture, it took some digging for me to really be convinced that I should be just, everyone should be steering clear of it. It's just not an okay word. It is derogatory. It is filled with hatred and history. Maybe one day it can come back, but for the moment, and that's fine.
No,
yeah, okay.
It's not okay under any situation. We have rap songs. Like, if you look at the Billboard, top rap songs, there's not one single one of those songs that doesn't use the N-word.
Right.
So that's the script, right?
But that's
what F-word? What if he had used the F-word, in some sort of, and by F, I hope we all know that I'm referring to the derogatory term for gay and lesbians, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he just said, he take off the N-word and put in the F-word. Will we still find it appropriate and funny?
Only if, Jasmine, because you make a very good point. I think we would if the president at the time was a homosexual.
No, I'm gay. I wouldn't find it funny.
This is good. Wait, Jasmine.
Nor do I think that every homosexual would find it funny. Nor do I think, as your proof, that every African-American found it okay that Larry Wilmore used the N-word. What I am saying, though, is it changes things greatly if you use that word in a joking fashion towards someone who is out of the closet, as opposed to someone, if you just throw that around willy-nilly.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. I feel the same way about the B word, how people in the African-American community like to use the N-word. And let's be honest here, it's not just black people that like to use the N-word. If I had a dollar for every time I heard white people referring to themselves,
That's what some people are saying. What's the guy who's on Sirius, the rap, the guy?
Rude Jude
has said, he goes, look, it's done. It's already out. It's like a virus that's out there. You can't contain it. All those 14-year-old white dudes are using it. They don't even know where, they don't understand the history. And by the way, you're not making a distinction between ER and A. It's all bad, right?
Yeah. To me, it's all this time. If you remember years ago, Jennifer Lopez came under a lot of fire when she came out with a song with Ja Rule, and she had a one of the lyrics, she referred to herself, you know, she used the N-word, and people were just like, you know, Jennifer Lopez calling herself, you know, the N-word, referring, you know, and it's just like, look, at some point, we've got to retire that word. Or if we're going to not retire the word, let's never get mad when someone else says it. So I don't care if some conservative Republican is caught calling the president the N-word. Don't have anything to say about it. If you think it's okay for some black man at the White House dinner to call the president the same thing, to refer to him in that way.